Cam, obvious first question, do you expect to play tomorrow?
Well, I have not got the any type of news. I'm going about it as if I am playing. Do I want to play? You know, I do. You know, I think this is an opportunity for me to play. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm sticking to the program. I'm sticking to what, you know, coach is asking me to do, what RV, our head trainer, is asking me to do, and I'm going to stick to it.
Ron has said that even if you do play, it's going to be a bunch of handoffs and that they're concerned that you
may kind of improvise
a little bit. Can you hold yourself back?
I'm going to try to win. You know, we play this game for one reason only. You know, we practice for one reason and one reason only, and that's to win the day, to win the rep, to win this opportunity. So if I have opportunity to go out there and opportunity presents itself, of course, I'm going to do anything to put my team in a position to win.
Ron said a lot of tests you went through today when you went with Ryan. We'll see if the ankle was structurally sound to handle what you would in the game. What did y'all learn from what you did today?
Well, that sounds you know, intelligent or articulate. I don't know. I just, you know, he tells me to do whatever he wants me to do, and, you know, I do it with my ankle and try to be as fluid as possible. But from what he was saying, you know, my ankle is getting stronger. I feel like my ankle is getting stronger, and you know, as long as we keep this process up or this progress up, I think we'll be in good shape.
Cam, is there an anxiousness on your part? I mean, you know, I know you've been working with these new guys out there and new receivers, but is there an anxiousness to get out there and do it in the game for you?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's an anxiousness for each and every day. You know, I look forward to throwing to Kevin Benjamin. I look forward to throwing to Jericho. I look forward to throwing to Avante. You know, not only that, Greg, Ed, Swole Bones, everybody, man. You know, I'm just excited to play this game. So, you know, for me sitting out the whole OTAs, that was probably the most boringest time. But I learned so much, though. You know, for me, I was always that kid that looked forward to recess. You know, and then when you take recess from him, it's like, dang, what am I going to do now? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've learned so much. And I think right now the game is slowing down for me in practice. But, you know, I'm always anxious to try to, you know, shine light to where I need to get better at and where I have progressed from last year.
And we'll see you every now and again out there kind of come up, not limping, but where it looks like you're still getting that reminder, as you've called.
Right.
Is there any particular movement or motion that is giving you a little bit more?
I really don't know. I really don't know. But, you know, I go through every single, you know, movement as if I'm 100%. Because I think right now it's more so in the mind, you know, for as long as this process has been a dilemma for me. Is I remember walking with a limp, and now I got to catch myself. I've been doing it for so long, I got to catch myself not limping when I'm walking because I'm not actually hurt. And you know, for me running, I've been running with a limp for so long that when it's not hurting, I still running with a limp. I always got to catch myself. So, you know, when I'm handing off and carrying out my fake, I may be limping because it's been repetitive repetition. But you know, as long as I get over that hump to be able to do something that I wasn't able to do last week, I'll be good to go.